Again, everyone, it's a pleasure, a privilege, and an honor to be able to be on this call with everybody. Qué privilegio, qué honor es de poder estar juntos con todos en esta llamada esta noche. And again, if anybody has any comments, any testimony, any word, I'd love to hear you tonight. We want to hear your voice tonight. Si alguien tiene una palabra, un testimonio, algo que quieren compartir con el grupo, por favor, mándenme un texto y yo se los puedo leer. Y si quieren hablar, yo puedo hablar para ustedes. If you want to send in a text message, please send in that text message. And if you want to share a testimony, I will open up your line if you want to share any report. We're going to be talking about several things tonight, but again, I just want to tell you how thankful we are to be able to have the pastor that we have. Estamos agradecidos de tener el pastor que tenemos. Let's go ahead and get into it now. Vamos a hablar de eso ahorita. Anoche, nuestro pastor Clark habló de la fe. El segundo parte de su mensaje del domingo. It was part two from Sunday. He was talking about speaking to this mountain. Estaba hablando de hablar a esta montaña. And there's one big mountain that we can think about right now, everybody, and that is illness, infirmity, sickness that has been slamming our church recently. La montaña que podemos ver claramente ahorita, hermanos, es esa montaña de enfermedad, de enfermedad. Estoy pensando de otra palabra, pero ahí está la palabra enfermedad. Muchas cosas que nos están pegando, gente que se está enfermando con mucho tipo de situaciones en sus cuerpos físicos. Many people are being hit with many different types of things, issues in their bodies, infirmity, sickness. That's a mountain, everybody. Esa es una montaña. But if you heard Pastor Clark's message, I love the way he broke down the verse. Me encantó como el Pastor Clark leo esa escritura. As you read that verse, he said that the father of that child cried out with tears. He was crying out to the Lord, "Lord, I believe, but help thou mine unbelief." What sincerity, what honesty, and that's how we got to cry out to our God. With sincerity and with honesty, I believe, Lord, I want to believe, but you know that there's this place in me, Lord, of doubt, of fear, of unbelief. You know, God is so great. He's so gracious. He knows the weakness that our vessel is, how weak we are and how fragile that we are, even in our faith when we have doubt and fear. Pastor Clark leo esa escritura del papá de ese, del padre de ese niño. Señor Jesús, yo creo. Yo creo, Señor, pero por favor, ayúdeme con mi falta de fe. Ayúdeme con mi falta de creer que usted puede hacer este milagro. Y qué tan grande es nuestro Dios, que Él puede ver que somos tan débiles. The Lord knows just how frail, how fragile, how weak we are, but He's here to help. Hallelujah. He's here to extend that mighty right hand of not just of healing and of salvation, but of fear, but of faith and of encouragement to be able to lift us up when we cannot lift up ourselves. Nuestro Dios es tan grande que Él puede extender su mano derecha larga para milagro, para proveer ese milagro, pero nuestro pastor, nuestro Dios también puede extender esa mano derecha para darnos esa ayuda. Esa ayuda cuando necesitamos y cuando nosotros no nos podemos levantar a nosotros mismos. Just think about that for just a moment. Our God is so gracious. He's so considerate. He's so kind to us. That when we can't help ourselves, when we don't have enough faith, when we don't have that faith, enough belief, enough faith, God is going to make up the rest. He's going to cover us for the rest of the distance. Nuestro Dios nos va a dar la ayuda para poder levantarnos cuando nosotros no podemos acarrear, cuando nosotros no podemos seguir caminando por el resto del camino. El Señor va a estar ahí para levantarnos. I'm thinking of that poem, you know, that everyone knows it, about the footprints on the seashore, on the beach, on the sand, where there's always two sets of footprints. But then there's a certain stretch where there's only one set of footprints. And the Lord said, that was the part of the path where you couldn't walk and I had to carry you the rest of the way. Ya conocemos esa historia, esa poema donde vemos los pies que están caminando ahí en la arena por el mar, y hay dos pares de how do you say footprints in Spanish? Somebody help Brother Vic out. Oh my goodness. Cuando dos personas están caminando en la arena, pero ahí podemos ver en cierto parte de ese camino cuando nomás hay una persona que está caminando, y es cuando el Señor dice, ahí es donde yo te tuve que levantar y yo tuve que caminar el resto del camino contigo en mis brazos. Think about that. That's where the Lord said, I had to lift you and carry you in my arms when you couldn't walk anymore. ¿Qué tan grande es nuestro Dios? That's how great our God is. Praise God. And so that's what Pastor Clark was preaching about last night. Y eso estaba predicando el Pastor Clark anoche. De tener fe, de hablar a esta montaña. About having faith to speak to this mountain. So I want to shift gears here for just a little bit. Vamos a cambiar de tema un poquito ahorita, hermanos. Este sábado pasado hablamos que íbamos a ayunar esta semana. This last Saturday morning, we couldn't do our evangelism street service, so we got on a conference call and we shared with everybody about us being able to fast together this week. And Pastor Clark went ahead and sent out a text message on Monday about everybody fasting and praying for those that were sick and for those that are sick. El Pastor Clark mandó un mensaje de texto este lunes pasado, invitando a todos para que podamos orar y ayunar todos juntos, principalmente para todos ellos que están enfermos y ellos que están sufriendo con enfermedad. Pastor Clark invited everybody to pray and fast together, to bind together in prayer and fasting this week, especially for those that have sickness, infirmity, those that have been dealing with infirmity or illnesses for weeks and for months. And yes, even years. I'm thinking about a Sister Ponce, a Sister Lavedant, who have been dealing with these things for well over a year. I think over 2 years, Sister Ponce has. El pastor habló de ayunar para esos que están enfermos, especialmente para esos que están enfermos por semanas y meses, y más de un año, más de dos años. Yo creo que la hermana Ponce ya tiene más de un año, más de dos años que está tratando con situaciones físicas en su cuerpo. And I believe Sister Ponce, I don't think it's a mystery, I think she, who's having respiratory issues, also is dealing with certain things right now. It could be a cold, it could be a flu, it could be worse. La hermana Ponce ahorita tiene algo muy serio. Ya tiene problemas de respiración y ahorita está sufriendo con un resfrío o con una fiebre o algo muy serio. So we're going to continue to pray and fast this week. Vamos a seguir orando y ayunando esta semana para hermana Ponce y también para otra gente que está sufriendo con sufrimiento y con enfermedad de meses que tiene sufriendo con esto. We're going to continue to pray and fast this week. And if you want to send Sister Jessica a text message, let her know that you're going to be fasting a meal or a certain day of this week, feel free to send her that message so that she will be able to be taking record of that. Si alguien quiere mandarle un texto a la hermana Jessica diciéndole que va a estar ayunando por un día o por una comida o por cierto tiempo de esta semana, puede mandarle un texto a hermana Jessica nomás para que ella tenga, que pueda tomar en cuenta todo esto, lo que están ayunando la gente. Amén. Well, with that said, everybody, there's something else I want to talk about, and that is our pastor, Pastor Clark, nuestro pastor. By the way, I took the time to listen to the introduction this on the call tonight. Yo tomé el tiempo de escuchar la introducción a la llamada esta noche, and we could hear our pastor's voice. And after Pastor, Sister Clark, she's still on there with that Spanish introduction, and what a beautiful Spanish Sister Clark has on the introduction of the call. Yo pude oír el Pastor Clark en la introducción, pero también pudimos oír la voz de nuestra hermana Clark hablando en español. If you haven't heard the whole message, don't hit the number one to bypass it. You can hear the whole message in English and Spanish by our pastor and our pastor's wife. Y usted tiene la oportunidad de oír la voz de nuestra hermana Clark en español. Simplemente no oprima el número uno y va a poder oír toda la introducción. Well, this is what I want to say about our pastor, everybody. Yesterday, the day before Pastor Clark, praise God, Sister Jessica just sent a message. All right. Praise God, she's able to be on the call tonight. Now, Pastor Clark had us send several items to those who have been sick this week. El Pastor Clark nos pidió que mandáramos ciertas cositas, unos regalitos, unas cositas, fruta, chocolates, diferentes cosas, a muchas gentes que están enfermas esta semana. But this is what I want to say to everybody. These are the things that go on behind the scenes that a lot of people don't know about. Estas son las cosas que están pasando atrás de las cortinas, ¿verdad? Por decir, y mucha gente no sabe lo que está pasando. But I just want to give honor to our pastor, everybody. You see, our pastor is very diligent. He's very careful. He's always praying for us. Nuestro pastor Clark es muy diligente, es muy cuidadoso de su iglesia, de la iglesia, de nosotros. And he had me send out several things for several folks that were sick this week. El Pastor Clark me pidió que yo mandara ciertas cosas a varios de nuestros hermanos que están enfermos. Again, I just want you to know this is how mindful and how diligent our pastor is. El Pastor Clark es tan diligente, tan cuidadoso, que él piensa en estas cosas prácticas. Our Pastor Clark is so careful, so diligent, that he is considerate, he's thoughtful in even these very practical areas of the church. You think, well, Pastor Clark, he's just a spiritual pastor, he's always praying and preaching. Oh, he does a lot more behind the scenes, everybody, that sometimes we're not aware of. El Pastor Clark, usted, alguien puede pensar, él es el pastor espiritual, siempre está predicando y está orando, pero también, hermanos, está haciendo cosas prácticas, cosas sencillas, detallitos, como decía papá. My dad used to say in Spanish, is the details. And that's how our pastor is. He's like a father. He's like a grandfather, a great father, a great grandfather to us. Él es como un padre, como un abuelo muy bueno que ama a la iglesia. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost just saying that. Siento el ungimiento simplemente diciendo eso, hermanos. El pastor y nuestra hermana Clark ama a nuestra iglesia. Our Pastor Clark and Sister Clark love our church. And it's not just words, everybody, it's actions. No nomás son palabras, pero también son acciones, obras que ellos hacen. Hallelujah. And Pastor Clark even reminded me last night about sending something to Sister Marlene. El Pastor Clark también me dio un recuerdo de mandar algo a la hermana Marlene. And I just want to share this with everybody. We were able to send a beautiful vase of flowers. I'm going to have Sister Jessica send it on a group text or something. It's a beautiful, beautiful vase of roses and flowers. It was so beautiful, I had to take a picture of it. Era un conjunto de flores, de rosas tan bonitas que le mandamos a la hermana Marlene que tuve que mandar, tomar una foto. Yo creo que le voy a pedir a la hermana Jessica que mande esto a todo el grupo. It was that beautiful. It was just a thoughtful, a beautiful thing. And the reason I'm sharing this with everyone, is because sometimes we don't see what some of our elderly folks that are, you know, in a convalescent home, they're kind of out of sight and out of mind, and unfortunately, we kind of forget about that. And I'm not trying to put a guilt trip on everybody. We're all busy with a lot of things, and a lot of us are sick with our own families. But that's one of our family members, Sister Marlene, that's you know, in a convalescent home, or a Sister Hanny. La hermana Hanny, la hermana Marlene, es parte de nuestra iglesia, son miembros de nuestra iglesia. Y a veces nos olvida que están en una situación by Sister Jessica here tomorrow, everyone's going to be able to remember, hey, this is Sister Marlene, this is someone in our church. Todos se van a poder recordar de la hermana Marlene, que está allí solita, pero es parte de nuestra iglesia, es miembro, es una hermana de nuestra iglesia, y van a poder ver todos un recuerdo que le mandamos a ella. You're going to be able to see this beautiful gift that we sent to her. Oh, praise God. Let me catch my breath. Voy a tomar un suspiro de aire aquí. You know, everybody, we're all going through it, aren't we? but we're one family, we're dealing with this together. Todos estamos sufriendo, hermanos, con esta separadamente, individualmente, pero todos somos parte de esta iglesia, somos parte de esta iglesia, somos miembros de este cuerpo. Aleluya, aleluya. Y amén. And this is the other thing I want to say about our pastor. Es la otra cosa que quiero decir de nuestro pastor. You heard the message last night. He talked about anointing handkerchiefs. El pastor habló de ungir servilletas. ¿Así se dice, hermanos? Servilletas. Mamá Elisa, si estás en la línea, puedes mandarme la palabra propia. Sister Elisa, is she on the line? That's mama. She can send me the translation in English, in Spanish. To handkerchief in Spanish. Pastor Clark talked about doing that and that he was going to go out today and distribute those handkerchiefs to several of our people who have been sick after we prayed for them last night. El pastor habló que él iba a ungir esas servilletas y él iba, praise God, él iba a mandar estas servilletas a todas las casas que estaban, la gente que estaba enferma. And Sister Cindy just texted in. Oh, thank you, Brother Felipe. All right. Brother Felipe got some great Spanish. He said it's called either pañuelos or paños. Pañuelos or paños. Hermano Felipe acaba de mandar la palabra pañuelos o paños. Thank you, Brother Felipe, for that great Spanish. And Sister Cindy just texted in right now saying that Pastor Clark even came all the way out to North Fontana and he brought a handkerchief to Brother John and Sister, I almost said Brother Cindy and Sister John. All right, Brother John and Sister Cindy Taft, and he prayed for them. Praise God. El Pastor Clark fue hasta el norte de Fontana con un pañuelo, como dijo el hermano Felipe, ungido con aceite y oró. Y oró por hermana Cindy y hermano John Taff hasta norte de Fontana. Think about that. And Brother Felipe just texted in right now saying that Pastor Clark went all the way out there today and took them a handkerchief and prayed for them as well. El Pastor Clark fue hasta Pomona, yo creo que es Montclair, Pomona, a la casa de Felipe y Andrea con otro pañuelo, ungiéndolo y orando por ellos. And from what I hear, Pastor Clark called me today, and he was making his rounds. He had his GPS on his phone as he was going out there praying for people, delivering handkerchiefs, anointed handkerchiefs, to the homes of our people who have been sick. El Pastor Clark fue hoy manejando a todo el Inland Empire, todo lo que es desde Pomona, Fontana, a Ontario, diferentes ciudades, enviando pañuelos, enviando fe y enviando oraciones. There was our pastor all over the Inland Empire today. I don't know, from Pomona all the way to Fontana or beyond, delivering handkerchiefs, delivering faith, delivering prayer. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous pastor availeth much. Hallelujah. Esa oración efectiva, ferviente, justa, de un pastor justo, puede mucho. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I wanted to bring that up to everybody today. Everyone, this is the pastor that we have. Ese es el pastor que tenemos. Está trabajando para usted. Está trabajando para mí. He's working for you. He's working for me. And he's covering our church in prayer. Él está cubriendo a nuestra iglesia con oración, con ungimiento, with anointing, with protection, con protección, con sanidad, with healing. Oh my God, did you feel that last night? Si pudieron sentir eso lo que pasó anoche cuando nuestro pastor estaba predicando, you could feel the faith. You could feel the faith that was being emitted, that was emanating, that was being conveyed from his mouth, from his words, and from his spirit. Pudimos sentir esa fe que estaba siendo transmitida, enviada por medio de su boca, de sus palabras, de su predicación anoche. It was real, it was tangible. Era algo poderoso que podía sentir. He even mentioned the scripture, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Él mencionó el versículo en Hebreos capítulo 11, versículo 6, que dice que el que viene al Señor tiene que tener fe que el Señor es y que el Señor va a dar, va a enviar esa fe al que viene al Señor diligentemente. And I'm feeling that faith and that anointing right now. Estoy sintiendo esa fe ahorita. All right, Sister Cindy sent out another message. Oh, I hope it's okay for me to read this, Sister Cindy. John's handkerchief has been in his pocket or on his head all day. I'm going to read that again. John's handkerchief has been in his pocket or on his head all day. He is much better tonight than he had been. El pastor le dio un pañuelo a John Taft. Y ese pañuelo ha estado en su bolsillo o sobre su cabeza todo el día. Y ahora está sintiendo mucho, se está sintiendo mucho, mucho mejor esta noche de lo que él sentía esta mañana. Hey, this faith is real, everybody. Esta fe es real. And this faith that our pastor is preaching to us is real. Esta fe que nuestro pastor nos está predicando es real. No nomás son palabras. They're not just simple words. It's real faith. It's tangible. Es una fe real que usted puede agarrar con su mano. Bree just got it and grabbed at it and put it on her face. Brianna, la hija de la hermana Cindy, la agarró, agarró ese pañuelo y lo agarró y lo puso sobre su cara. That's her faith. Esa es su fe. And Sister Jessica just texted in a message. Anybody, we got about 2 minutes left. If anybody has a faith report, a testimony, send it in. I will read it. Si alguien tiene un reportaje de fe, mande su texto y yo se los voy a leer. Sister Jessica just sent in a message. Andrea has had the handkerchief all day too. She fell asleep with it. Aleluya. La hermana Jessica dijo que la hermana Andrea ha tenido ese pañuelo todo el día y hasta se durmió, se cayó a dormir, se durmió con ese pañuelo. She fell asleep with that handkerchief of faith on her face or on her head. Se durmió con ese pañuelo de fe sobre su cabeza. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Brother Samuel Roseberry wrote, our pastor is a man of prayer and faith works. Nuestro pastor es un pastor de fe, de oración, y su fe está trabajando para nosotros. Praise God, praise God. Everybody, we are quickly out of time. Ya se está terminando el tiempo ahorita. But everybody, I hope you felt the faith on this call. Espero que ustedes sintieron la fe en esta llamada. Praise God. And Felipe just sent in a message. We love our pastor. Don't you love what you just heard, everybody? Brother Felipe, who was just baptized here about a week ago, just wrote, we love our pastor. Did you see the ownership that he just took? Hermano Felipe escribió, nosotros amamos a nuestro pastor, nosotros amamos a nuestro pastor. And he just wrote, Brother Raul was here too. Felipe dijo que hermano Raul estaba aquí también. I think Brother Raul was with pastor delivering those handkerchiefs. Yo creo que el hermano Raul estaba con el pastor enviando esos pañuelos. I hope I'm giving proper information right now. Yo espero que estoy dando información correcta ahorita. But I love what Brother Felipe just wrote. We love our pastor. Felipe escribió, a nosotros amamos a nuestro pastor. I hope you feel the love from Brother Felipe. Podemos sentir el amor del hermano Felipe a nuestro pastor y a nuestra iglesia, que viene de toda nuestra iglesia. And I hope you feel the unity that is being built in just talking about this tonight. Espero que puedan sentir la unidad que se puede sentir hablando de estas cosas, de nuestro pastor, de nuestra fe y nuestra sanidad. We're talking about our pastor. We're talking about our faith, and we're talking about healing. Everybody, we got to go, get going now. We're done. Ya terminamos. Tenemos que salirnos ya. Pero hermanos, all right, Sister Cindy just wrote, yes, Brother Raul was here too. El hermana Cindy confirmó, el hermano Raul estaba hoy con nuestro pastor enviando ese pañuelo con hermano Cindy, hermano John. Amen and amen. Everybody, we hope we will see you all Saturday morning on our evangelism street corner this Saturday at 11 a.m. We will send out a confirmation on Friday. I think we will be able to, and we'll confirm on Friday. Esperamos verlos este sábado a las 11 de la mañana en la esquina de 4 y Grove. Este sábado a las 11 de la mañana les vamos a mandar un mensaje este viernes en la tarde para confirmar. Why don't we just end with a prayer tonight for God to continue to heal our people, but also to continue to grow our faith? Why don't we just end right now in a prayer, right now, praying that the Lord will continue to heal our people, but also praying that the Lord would continue to grow our faith, everybody. Let's go ahead and pray together. I'm praying together in the name of Jesus. Estamos orando todos juntos ahorita que usted siga sanando a nuestra gente, Lord Jesus. We're asking you to continue to heal our people, but continue to grow our faith. Siga creciendo a nuestra fe, Señor Jesús, so we can speak to this mountain and remove this mountain of fear, of doubt, of sickness, whatever it may be, para que podamos hablar a esta montaña con una palabra de fe y mandar a esta montaña que se vaya corriendo, Señor Jesús, esta montaña de duda, esta montaña de enfermedad en el nombre de Jesús. In the name of Jesus, everybody, we thank you for being on the call. Te damos gracias por todos estar en la llamada. Que Dios me los bendiga en el nombre de Jesús y todos digan amén. Everyone say amen.
Amen.
God bless. Amen.